state with you. Let's see, back to... okay, I was wondering about a rope that cowboys would use.
Lariat?
Yeah. Is that the same as a lasso?
Lasso, I think so. You lasso somebody when you throw their lariat around.
Ah, so maybe the lasso is the what you're doing. Okay. Do you... you might have one around here, and a sort of tool that you... Not a tool, but a, something that would help you carry things around. It's got a wheel and then a couple of handles. You know what I'm talking about there? You might throw dirt in there. Or,
wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, you have one of those around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about... do you know what I would mean when I said gunny sack?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a coarse piece of material. It used to have potatoes and stuff in it.
Okay. Would that be the same as maybe a burlap bag?
I think so.
What about a, have you ever heard of the term crocus sack or croaker sack?
No.
Okay.
What is that?
It's apparently the same thing, huh? But
I'll be darned.
Not used around here so much. Is there any bodies of water around here, lakes or anything
lakes,
like that?
Uh-huh.
Is there? Do people boat out there much or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Where is one around here?
Turquoise Lake and Twin Lakes and
okay.
Emerald Lake and Bear Lake and all kinds of.
Do you go out there much or have you been out there?
We go to Turquoise a lot.
Okay. What kind of boats would you see out there?
Rowboats and I don't think they have sailboats out. No, they may have during the summer.
Okay.
Mostly rowboats.
Do they allow motorboats out there?
I think they do some.
Okay. But they limit it.
It's a big reservoir.
Okay.
And I think it's limited as to what kind of equipment they can put on it.
Okay. Do you see people out there with jet skis or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so it is probably limited.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Another thing, like the lariat, a piece of leather that a cowboy or somebody would use to maybe keep the cattle in line.
Well, whip is all I can think of, but
okay.
There's another name for it.
Are you thinking about a quirt, maybe?
What?
A quirt?
Yeah, I've heard it called that.
Okay. I don't know, you might not have seen these much. They're used a little bit in construction, maybe on a farm or something. You get two things like this.
Sawhorse?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one that it's like this. I don't know, maybe it's connected here in the middle or something. Does this look familiar to you, this one?
Well, this was more like they'd saw wood to hold your wood.
Okay.
And this is more if you're doing construction work.
I see.
I mean, put a couple of these together and you can put a board out on it. Or...
Okay. Okay. So this would be for more like fire, maybe making firewood or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Is there a different name for this that you know of? Or?
Probably, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, that's fine. Do you know much about plows or anything like that that they would use on farms?
No.
Okay. Is there much farming and ranching out here at all?
Well, there's some ranching, but farming, not a great deal.
Yeah, well, you don't have the growing season.
Yeah.
Some ranching, though. What do they, what animals do they, is it cattle or?
Cattle, mostly. Cattle and horses.
Do they do any sheep out here at all that you know of?
No, not anymore.
Okay. Oh, they used to, maybe.
Well, there's a way, what they do is, during the summer, they bring their cattle and horses into graze.
Uh-huh.
And usually they take most of them to a lower altitude for the winter.
Okay.
And bring them back in the summer.
Do you know where they would take them then? Or was there just all sorts of places, just lower?
In the southern part of the state. Or,
okay.
I think some even come up from Texas.
Oh,
we had some longhorns out there this summer.
Really?
They weren't real longhorn, but, you know, fairly long.
Do they actually still drive?